Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Danny, I just said to you during the break, I said, Danny, you should do OnlyFans. And Danny just kind of said, what? Why? That's what everyone thinks. But do you know that you don't have to get nude? It doesn't have to do anything with nudity.
They're doing comedy now. Like a bunch of people have comedy specials on there
but
and stuff.
There's like a negative bad connotation. So that when you say I'm on OnlyFans, everyone's like, what?
Whoa.
You're stripping for money? OnlyFans giving celebrities new revenue streams minus the hardcore content. This is from ABC News. There's an actress named Drea De Mateo. She was on The Sopranos.
Adriana Lacerva. Christopher.
She specialized in some sexy characters, it says, most notably on The Sopranos. These days, she's creating a whole new persona on OnlyFans, the internet content subscription service, most notably associated with sexually explicit content.
Mm.
But the 52-year-old is not posting nude pictures. She's joining a growing list of high-profile celebs. You could be one of them, Danny.
Mm, very high-profile.
Other non-famous people taking their talent, sans nudity, to the exclusive subscription-based platform.
So I don't know what it says about my algorithm, where on the old Twitterverse, I constantly get advertisements of, like, click on this person's comedy special. But it's, like, via OnlyFans.
So I know what it says about your algorithm.
Do you think it does? So, but it's like the it's like another Patreon
Danny
or
Whitlock over here.
Oh, easy. Why does it? Why do these targeted ads? ESPN. I got a message for you there, Jason. Any hoodles? But no, it's like Substack or Medium, and there's a million different ways to get your content directly to people that may or may not want it. But they're now kind of trying to branch out a little bit away from just the, you know, I don't know, nudes. And having people pay for those nudes or
so that's
whatever.
That's what they're trying to do is, you know, they've been hitting up, like, famous people on TikTok, comedians, singers, whatever. They're like, we want content that isn't just nudity. We're trying to, basically, their Patreon and their Cameo, but nobody knows it. They just hear OnlyFans and they think someone's taking their clothes off. But there's a bunch of celebrities who have joined. Everyone from, I don't know some of these names, Black China.
Oh, yes, of course.
$20 million. From her page.
Seriously?
Whitney Cummings, the comedian.
Yep.
Denise Richards, the 90s sex symbol. Carmen Electra, Real Housewives. Sonia Morgan. These people, Larsa Pippen, DJ Khaled. They all have OnlyFans, and none of them are doing nude stuff. And they're just making tons of money.
I wonder what they're doing.
Cameos, basically.
Oh, really? That's wild.
It's essentially cameos. Now, this lady does say, this De Mateo lady.
Uh-huh.
She's the one from Sopranos.
Yeah.
That I started talking about. She's 52. Who says she's very clear, top of the page, no new nudity happening here. It's not completely not weird, because unless she's joking, I think she has sent, like, her pictures of her feet to people. That's kind of strange.
Yes, it is.
That's
it is. It's just not. And God bless you, whatever butters
like,
your biscuit,
you
dude.
You can say, I'm not doing nudity. I'm not doing anything weird. Well, I do send my feet to people occasionally.
I sent pictures of my feet.
That's a little bit strange for me. But if you're not doing that, like, apparently Cardi B doesn't do that or the nudity thing, and she just makes a lot of money. Again, I'm kind of wondering, why are you subscribing to the page for 5, 10, 20, 40 bucks, whatever? But it's like a Patreon or a, you know, just like getting a cameo. Like, put make this video for my buddy. Okay, now make this video for my other buddy.
And you, but you're like subscribing for that. And like I have a Cameo, for example, cameo.com/drouye. And people will say, hey man, you know, for my fantasy football draft, impersonate Barack Obama picking the order for, you know, wish my dad a happy birthday. Like normal kind of stuff. I get that. It's paying as you go. But like, would you subscribe for that? You see what I'm saying? Like what is that? Like, in other words,
that's
would
not
you?
Good, no.
Like, not that I have anything to
so
offer
you
in terms
were on
of OnlyFans.
Only, if
right.
I want to get you to OnlyFans, yeah. I think it could be good for two reasons.
Okay.
One, everyone would think it's hilarious that you're on OnlyFans, and they'd be like, I got to subscribe and see what Danny's up to.
And you would be so disappointed.
Exactly. But it's just a funny thing that Danny's on OnlyFans, uh-huh. and it would move the needle and get some attention. So right. I think that gives you a couple bucks right
so,
there.
So far, I'm into this plan. I'll
okay.
do it.
Uh-huh. So number two, then, okay. is you could do... You could post a set. You could do impressions each night. You could do 15 minutes of impressions at 9 p.m. each night. You're going to do a written
yes.
bit, you know? And it's like, it's OnlyFans, and it's Danny Rouye on OnlyFans.
Am I about to do an OnlyFans?
The reason I brought it up is half Joan, half not Joan.
Yeah.
No one's ever been more likely to sign up for anything to make like $47 in a year than you are. So what's the difference? You've tried all this other stuff. Just yeah. get on OnlyFans. It's going to be hilarious one way or the other. And then do some content.
I don't know whether you're like, because you're doing.
No, I'm being dead serious.
Why, but you're smiling while you're saying you're being serious. You're doing things you're like, I'm being serious. It doesn't
no,
sound as serious.
I'm being serious, but it's funny because it's Danny on OnlyFans.
No, I understand. I'm there.
But the
I'm with you. Yeah.
My whole point of mm-hmm. this double play,
yeah.
the connotation is now incorrect.
Yeah.
When people hear OnlyFans, it's like, you know, like you're working at the gentleman's club or something. It is not just that you're taking your clothes off for pictures.
I hear you, but when you say the connotation isn't right, they built their reputation a little bit.
I understand, right? But they're trying to curb
yes,
that
they are.
Now.
Yes,
they're literally calling Danny Rouye and going, can we get some content as Charles Barkley?
Good. That way you could do all of them. Here's the thing. You've actually kind of sold me on this.
There you go.
This is a reasonable idea for me.
Thank you.
So it is going to be funny to say, subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's
that's a tough.
No. You're looking at it
that's
wrong.
A big hill to climb.
I don't think that's the. I think that's the best part.
Hey guys,
the whole bit is when
subscribe
someone
to my OnlyFans.
When someone goes to your Twitter account,
oh.
and they just see Danny.Rouye OnlyFans like hashtag HTTML or whatever, or like better yet, even better, you go to pick your kid up from school and you've got the OnlyFans sticker on your back window.
Oh, no.
And it just says Danny Rouye OnlyFans.
Oh,
and
that's hard.
It's your link. Or
that's
you have,
tough.
You could probably do like a, what do you scan? Like a QR code?
Yeah, a little QR code.
Do like an OnlyFans QR code right there. Come on.
That's the part that's tough.
Danny Rouye OnlyFans.
That's tough.
Let's do this.
Can you imagine? I want you to picture something real quick. Not me doing the OnlyFans that everyone's thinking of right now. Imagine the person that would subscribe to my OnlyFans. You see what I'm saying?
It's just dudes. It's just
no,
like,
but not knowing that I'm going to do the other thing, not the nudity thing. But imagine someone that would see me and go, "I should subscribe to the OnlyFans."
Here's the best part.
You see what I'm saying?
Is that Danny gets the OnlyFans?
Yeah,
he get 10, 15, 20 people hop in, couple bucks a month, whatever.
Sure,
he's doing some Charles Barkley symposiums, whatever it is. It's going fine,
it's
but
fine.
It's not going great.
Yeah.
A couple bucks to go get a dinner one night with
sure.
his wife. Then Danny goes, what if I just started sending out some pictures of my feet?
Just sending out the feet pics.
What if some people are asking for feet pics and I'm like, what's the difference?
All right,
I'm
guys, it's Tuesday. Stay tuned for feet pics. I'll be in the garden.
So what do you think? Danny Rouye OnlyFans. Let's do this thing.
When we started this double play, there was a 0% chance.
I asked him in the break. I'm like, dude, you got to get on OnlyFans. And you laughed in my face.
Right, because I thought you were like, show your pasty, pudgy cottage cheese body.
That's not the point.
Mm-mm.
And that's kind of my whole point.
There was a 0% chance. There's not now.
How much?
It's a bigger number.
40? 20?
I'm going to have to see what the wife thinks.
Garris, you going to subscribe to Danny's OnlyFans?
He shouldn't.
We got to get him on OnlyFans.
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
Okay. Ryan, Danny's OnlyFans.
It'll be cheap, bro.
Absolutely going to subscribe right away.
Thank you.
Give you all my money.
What's a good price point, Ryan? All sincerity.
Well, $5 is the max, clearly.
I was thinking less than that.
No, okay. I was going to go $6.99.
Whoa.
Wow, that seems like a lot.
So if I got three Ryans.
18. Yeah. I was going to ask, what is the number you need to do it? But it's probably a low number.
It's not that high of a number, right. Honestly. OnlyFans.
Think about it. Danny Rouye. OnlyFans.
Tuesday's feet pics.
At OnlyDanny.
OnlyDanny.
You can start changing your social.
Oh, my God.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.